Everybody deserves the equal rights to love whoever we love. As a rabbi, I see this issue both as a civil rights issue and as a religious issue. I know so many people hear in the news about the religious right taking control of religious issues and spiritual issues in our lives, and I'm here to say that not all religious people believe in the same agenda as the religious right. At Temple Beth-El, we've been performing civil unions for the last 6 years, 7 years. We have people who have been celebrating their anniversaries year after year, and I feel proud to say that we are a community that supports you in whatever choice you make about how you live and love and your family. And that is something that I think is sacred. We're all created in the image of the divine, and we all deserve to be partnered with whomever we choose to be partnered with. And this is a sacred right. It's not just a civil right. So I would just want to say in closing that I feel really strongly about this issue. I know that the Jewish community here in Santa Cruz County really supports this issue, and that we're with you all the way, and that the fight is not over. We're still with you, and we will be with you as we continue forward into the future.
Thank you, Rabbi. Next on my list is Gail Pellerin, who is our acting county clerk, who will be coming up for election. Is that right?
No. Just
for appointment. For appointment soon. Thank you, Gail.
Hi. Thanks.
You need to hold on a little bit. There you go.
Just like a walkie-talkie, we got it. This is my daughter Emily, and she's here today with me as well in support of all that we're trying to do here. I look forward to the day that I can issue a marriage license to all of you here, so you can enjoy the same joys I have in a marriage, all the ups and downs that I'm sure you're experiencing anyway in your relationships. And I truly, honestly believe what this world needs now is more loving families, not less. And I just really hope someday I'll be able to sign my name to those licenses, and I do. I'm with you, and I think it's so important we contact our state legislators and let them know that this law needs to change. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Rob Say, where are you? Would you come on up and say a couple words? Rob has been married now for how long?
We'll cover that.
Okay.
I've been together, it'll be 25 years in April. I've been a registered domestic partner since November 12, 2002. And I got married in Canada October 9th, the day the Supreme Court in Canada said they would not hear the argument against gay marriages. So I've got a lot of anniversaries. I just wanted to say a couple of things. One is that marriage is not a religious. It's not religious. It's a civil right, and it's spiritual. And let's let our spirits be able to be together and keep our religions in their churches where they belong and out of my life. Now, I'm very fortunate. I work for a company here in Felton. I work for Roaring Camp that is very much supportive of the gay community. And I'm very out of my closet. There's no issues. Very gave me time off to get married, gave me time off to deal with medical issues with my partner of 25 years. Although he works for the state, he works for a district in the state that has CalPERS, doesn't believe in domestic partnership coverage. We have it through Roaring Camp. There's a lot of things that just aren't right. Without being able to get married, there's a lot of differences. And I just want to remind everybody, the Supreme Court a long time ago said there is no such thing as separate but equal. And it's the same thing with our marriage and our rights here. You know, one quick thing about 205, AB 205, which I support completely. I was horribly disappointed when the state of California could not afford to let those of us that are domestic partners share in the tax breaks that married heterosexuals have, because the economy was just too bad. I mean, that's just too bad.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. We've also got Bob Correa here from the Diversity Center. Bob, you want to come up and say a few words?
Sure. Well,
push the button. I'll hold on to the thing for you.
Hey, everybody. Well, we're here gathered together as a family unit in what is not the best of days. Some of the news, not too surprising. But, you know, this is a step forward for all of us. We will turn this into a step forward because, once again, we've had the opportunity to project all across this country and even around the world the beautiful, loving, nurturing, lasting relationships that we know we've always been capable of and that deserve to be recognized and honored. It's interesting that, you know, fundamentally, we are right. And to demonstrate this, we will need to take further action to convince the fundamentalists to leave us alone. It's time to bring this issue forward and continue fighting so that someday 4,000 couples in California will have 2 marriage licenses. One that they can show to children and say, can you imagine one day this was actually revoked in a Supreme Court in a state? And then another one to say, see, we were right. It's where we need to go, and we'll always fight for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We've got Supervisor Mark Stone here tonight with us from the 5th District. We'd like to ask him to come up and say a few words.
Gotta get real close to this thing. It's
kind of cheesy. See if I can put this out. These are interesting times, and as we all know, this is the discrimination issue of our age. If you look back at the 60s and what this country and what our society went through back then, we've made some great gains over that time, and we're still fighting some of those fights. This is an issue that is of the same level. It's a civil rights issue. It's something we all need to pay attention to and keep fighting. And as we learned through activism in the past, it can be frustrating. It can take a lot of time. It also takes commitment, it takes dedication, and it takes perseverance. And I think we have that, we've demonstrated that. And even though this is a bit of a setback, although I think everybody kind of expected at least part of this, and I must say how frustrating for those couples who did get married and have the Supreme Court revoke that. It's, to me, very disrespectful of their relationship and of their love and the commitment that they made to each other. So this is an ongoing fight. We need to stick together and keep working on it. And I certainly look forward to continuing this in Santa Cruz County and doing what we can to raise the awareness of the rest of the state and the rest of the country.
Also tonight, we've got Marty Wormhout here. Marty's been a big supporter all along, and we'd like to have her come up and say a few words.
I was looking around and thinking that the last time I was with many of you in a community event was at the Congregational Church when we all left singing "We Are Family." And today is a gray day in August, but we're still family. And this is only one step in a long process, and we knew that. I think that the opinion of the Supreme Court, although disappointing, is not surprising. They ruled on a very, very narrow issue, which was the authority of the mayor of San Francisco. They didn't rule on the issue of the legitimacy under the Constitution of the state of California for all people to have equal rights to share in marital partnership. But the gains we have made are substantial. I feel that period in San Francisco started a tidal wave of social and cultural support and understanding for the rights of all people to share in matrimony, and nothing will take that away. It is always social movements that precedes legal change, and that's what's happening here. So I don't think we're here to mourn today. We're here to mark one additional step in this process. We will gather again, I know, and we will sing We Are Family, and we will be at a point to celebrate the fact that the Supreme Court of the state of California acknowledges the rights of all people to join together in matrimony. I know that day will come, and we've stood together now, and we will stand together then. So don't despair. Don't give up hope. It's only part of the process, and we will go on to the next part. For those of you who got married and have had this setback today, your marriages are truly in your hearts. Those of you I know were married long before you went to San Francisco, and you'll be married long after the Supreme Court decides. We won't stop fighting for this, but we will in no way let it define people's love and true partnership with one another. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marty. I know we have at least one couple that was married up at San Francisco, Gail and Dinah, around here somewhere. Would you come up and say a few words? One of you, both of you.
Gail and I have been together for 22 years, and someone asked us today. Someone asked us today, are you going to throw your wedding rings away? I don't think so. We've been wearing them for years. We're going to keep wearing them for years. And I guess what I say, which mirrors what Marty said and what Mark said and everybody else up here and Paula, that this is just one more step. And we're endurance racers. You know, Gail and I don't look like it, but we are. We're in this for the long haul. And, you know, it took a long time before black and white people could get married. I grew up in a racist community, and everybody was horrified by that. And now it's just obviously that is such a natural thing. And I know that that's going to happen for us, too. And we just have to keep putting one step in front of the other until it happens. Thank all of you for coming here, and we really appreciate it. And the fight will continue.
Thank you both. Is there someone else who wants to come up and say something? I'm sure there's people who are standing out here. You came, you want to say your two cents worth. Get up here and there we go.
Margaret, you didn't get here in time for my list.
No, I wasn't planning to speak. My name is Margaret Leonard. I'm a local attorney. I've been following this case with great interest. My wonderful partner of 19 years and I went up to San Francisco 6 months ago. And we were going to celebrate 6 months of legal wedded bliss tomorrow, but instead we'll just hang on to those 19 years. And if I can only put a little silver lining, I totally agree with Marty's statements on the law. This was a very, very narrow ruling. It took him 114 pages to come up with some excuse to deny 4,000 happily married couples a marriage license. But anyway, try not to be bitter and angry. Starting tomorrow. But the silver lining is, for those of us that did get married and for those of us who had wonderful celebrations and for the city of Santa Cruz, the county of Santa Cruz, the First Congregational Church, hey, we get to do it all again. And it'll really be a blast. So think like that. I just can't wait to celebrate it again, much to the chagrin of my family and friends who are tired of us trying to get married. But we're going to, one of these days it's going to stick. So hang in there.
Who else? Who else wants to come on up and say cheese? Aha, there we go.
Hoping you'd show back up.
Hi there. We have been domestic partners in the state of California for 3 years and married in Canada for almost a year now.
And who are you?
Paul and Joe. And I just wanted to say that this is only a momentary setback, and I really appreciate the things that Supervisor Wormhout said. She couldn't... I couldn't say it better than she did. And just to remind people that we are only 4.5 months from the day when AB 205 takes effect, and we begin to get most of the rights that married people, that same opposite-sex married people in California enjoy, and look forward to that, and look forward to the long-term process of once and for all gaining complete equality in this country. For me, I have two countries. I grew up in Canada, and I now make my home here in the U.S., and I'm looking forward to the day when both of my homes recognize my marriage. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to take just a second because Joe mentioned the whole thing about 205 coming into effect soon. I'm in one of those really strange places. I don't usually stand on street corners and out myself, but I am a queer straight man. That being the case, my wife of 15 years, the partner who I have spent 15 years with, well, we had a domestic partnership, and then 2 years ago I went and screwed it all up, and I transitioned. I was born with a female body, and as a trans man, here in Santa Cruz and here in California, that means that our domestic partnership was shattered. It ceased to be. And 205 doesn't do us a bit of good. We could legally marry today, and the only thing that's changed, really changed, is what it says on my birth certificate and my driver's license. Now, if that is not the most insane thing, I don't know what is. Because we're still the same couple, we still love one another, and to top it off, if we were to travel to some less enlightened states in this beautiful country of ours, and I was to end up in the hospital for some reason, and my wife came stalking into the room and said, "That's my husband and I can decide what happens next," they'd take one look at me and say, "Oh no, you can't, because she can't be." Excuse me. So. My marriage in California would be just as invalid as anyone else's queer marriage, because supposedly biology is destiny. I'm here to tell you that biology is not destiny. Destiny is destiny. And we all deserve equal rights, every single one of us. So is there someone else who wants to come up and add 2 cents to this whole thing?
I don't want to.
You got to. Come on, Mama, you rock. Push on the button, hold it close to your mouth.
Okay. My name is Barbara Bodine, and I'm nervous. I'm nervous being up here. My name's Barbara Bodine. My name is Barbara Bodine, and I'm a mom. I have 3 kids, a daughter, 25, who is married, and 2 sons, twin sons, that are 20, that came out to us about 8 months ago that they were gay. I would just like them to have the same rights that my daughter has, should they ever decide that they want to be married. So that's it for me. It's my sons. I want them to enjoy what I have, what my daughter has.
Thank you, Barbara. Barbara's a PFLAG mom, by the way. And that's what she wanted to tell you all. She's a member of PFLAG. And if any of you want to know about PFLAG, come up to her, come up to me, ask us where we're meeting and where you can find us, because I'm also a member of PFLAG, and can't say enough about the wonderful things that our parents do for us in that organization, our parents and friends. Okay, so Thomas?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Now, I'm going to say a few personal words, and then Mary, our other co-chair, is going to wrap this up. I am a bisexual male. I have a legally recognized marriage license to a woman. I'm fortunate because I happened to fall in love with a member of the opposite sex. Now, if I'd fallen in love with someone of the same sex, I would not have a marriage license. It makes no sense. I got an email today from a former from the partner of a former co-chair of a bisexual activist organization. They are two women. They got married in San Francisco. Their marriage license was just invalidated. They happened to fall in love with someone of the same sex. It does not make any sense. Marriage is important. It's important not just for the legal rights and privileges it grants, but for the social sanction that it grants. We all know that many of us deal with the legal system, with our children, with child protective services, with hostile exes. And we walked into those courts, in the family court and all these other situations, at a disadvantage because we are not perceived to be equal. Our relationships are not perceived to be equal. I have a court order that says I cannot bring my children to any event where sexual orientation or sexual activities might be a primary topic of discussion, i.e. this event. I cannot bring my children to this event, my wife's children from her first marriage. That is not right, and getting that changed will be vastly helped by the social sanction of legal marriage for same-sex couples, and it needs to happen, and we will make it happen. We have, this is all a process of building. We got the city of Santa Cruz to pass resolutions, we got the county of Santa Cruz to pass resolutions, and the county has been historically very supportive, and we really appreciate that. And the city of Watsonville also passed a resolution against the federal marriage amendment. We are making progress, and it's one step at a time. This is a setback, but we got two of those Supreme Court justices to vote to say that those marriage licenses were legal. That would have not have happened 10 years ago. It would not have happened probably even 5 years ago. This is progress, and we are going to keep fighting until every one of us has a legal right to marry. Thank you.
So, before we wrap up, is there anyone else who would like to say anything?
Here we go.
My name is Tara. I've been married for 8 years to my husband, and I came here because I believe you guys have a bond with your partner that no one can tell you isn't true. And take that commitment you have to each other and keep fighting. Change that commitment to fighting the laws.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm Mary Schaller, I'm the other co-chair of the GLBT Alliance, and we hear, people keep saying keep fighting, and it's kind of funny living in Santa Cruz because it feels safe, it feels like we're as far as we can go, and we're not. It's been really nice, the county of Santa Cruz and the city of Santa Cruz were among three municipalities in the state that filed amicus briefs in this lawsuit. That's saying a whole lot. But there's stuff we can do now. One thing, we can get Bush out of the White House. It's probably the most important thing we can do is get Bush out of the White House. I don't know if you've seen the new CDC guidelines for HIV prevention. It is now against the rules of the CDC for any AIDS organization which gets federal funding to mention condoms. If the only way they can is to say that condoms are not effective. This is basically what's happening in this administration. We need to get it out. We also have a chance to get a Democratic state senator. Wouldn't it be nice to replace Bruce McPherson with a Democrat? Peg Bernard is running for state senate. Work on her campaign. We also have one supervisor running for election. It's really, really, really important that we keep Mark on the Board of Supervisors. If not just because Mark's wonderful himself, but because his opponent is not. She's a very nice woman, but she's a very conservative woman, and she would not be here with us. Every time we've asked her to come speak to us, she's, you know, been busy. It's important to look at who's running for your city council to keep that progressive. It's important to look at who's running for your school board seats to keep that progressive. It's important to tell Governor Schwarzenegger that when AB 1967, which is the bill which will be reintroduced to actually grant marriage licenses, gets to his desk, that we want him to sign it. So it's important that we keep doing this. We keep working. One of the ways you can do that is to join the GLBT Alliance. You can sign up there. We are the grassroots queer political organization in Santa Cruz. And just keep going. But the biggest thing right now is, there's an election. If you're not working in a campaign, work. Get there. Get Bush out of the White House. And
serve
at the polls. Actually, yes. You can talk to our county clerk. You can serve at the polls. There's all kinds of things you can do. Do something. But mostly, thank you for being here. And we're just going to hang out a while and let people know that, you know, that we're doing this. Oh, one other thing. We've been seeing emails coming from the statewide gay organizations telling people to go to their county clerk's office and apply for a marriage license. Please don't do that. Most county clerks aren't with our communities at rallies like this. So if Gail could give us a marriage license, like she said she would. So please don't go descending on her office, because all it's going to prove is that she has to say no, and we already know that. So basically, thanks for being here. Join us. Keep up to date. And keep your heart, or keep, you know, keep your spirits up, because it'll get better.